Rupert Murdoch's son James testified today before a public inquiry in Britain. There he faced a fundamental question. Did his family use its media influence to bully British politicians into making decisions that advanced the Murdochs' corporate interests? NPR's Philip Reeves followed the hearing in London.
Once again, James Murdoch stepped into the spotlight to defend the media empire his father created. The scandal shaking the Murdochs' News Corp started with illegal phone hacking at one of its British tabloids, the News of the World. Now it's about much more than that. Until recently, James Murdoch was in charge of his father's UK titles.
I swear by Almighty God that the evidence I shall give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
As he took the oath, Murdoch Jr. knew he'd face tricky questions at today's packed session of Britain's Media Ethics Inquiry. The trickiest of all concerned his relationship with Britain's Conservative-led government, and especially his dealings with Jeremy Hunt, its Secretary of State for Culture. In 2010, Hunt was tasked with deciding whether to allow News Corp to acquire total control of the highly lucrative British satellite broadcaster BSky B. Much of today's hearing focused on a stack of confidential emails that started flying around even before Hunt got the brief and continued as he was making up his mind. Counsel to the inquiry, Robert Jay, said these were sent to James Murdoch's chief lobbyist, a man called Frederick Michel, from Hunt's special advisor. Jay had a question for James Murdoch.
Do you think it's appropriate, Mr. Murdoch, that here you are getting confidential information as to what's going on at a high level in government?
I think what I was concerned with here was the substance of what was being communicated, not necessarily the channel by which it was being communicated.
There were gasps of astonishment when Jay read out some of the emails, which apparently referred to Hunt as J.H.
And then look at the email at page 54, 01695, in the middle of the page, 24th January, Mr. Michel to you. Confidential J.H. statement. Managed to get some infos on the plans for tomorrow. Brackets, although absolutely illegal. What do you make of that?
I thought it was a joke. I mean, I think the greater than and the exclamation point there are a wink. It's a joke.
Is it? It was absolutely illegal in one sense. It was completely unethical, wasn't it?
Well, I'm not so sure. I mean, look, Mr. J, you know, I'm really not, I have to say, I'm not familiar with the sort of ins and outs of Westminster Protocol.
Murdoch insisted this was all just normal business advocacy. He also admitted having what he called a tiny conversation about the BSky B bid at a private dinner with Prime Minister David Cameron, and to discussing it during a visit to the home of his friend, the Finance Minister George Osborne. But those emails are proving particularly controversial. Ed Miliband, leader of Britain's opposition Labour Party, is calling for Jeremy Hunt's head.
He should resign. He himself said that his duty was to be transparent, impartial, and fair. But now we know he was providing advice, guidance, and privileged access to News Corporation.
Hunt responded by saying some of the reported meetings and conversations in those emails simply didn't happen. The British don't often get such a revealing insight into the murky power relationships that shape their society. Tomorrow there may be more. Attentions shifting from son to father as 81-year-old Rupert Murdoch takes the stand. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.